Hello, Shiloh Point Elementary. This is Derek Hershey, principal. We are Shiloh Point, a home for the mind, body, and spirit. Thank you for joining us for our second podcast titled 21st Century Students, What Do They Need to Know? And with this podcast, I'm going to talk to you a little bit today about skills and versus curriculum knowledge. And one of the things that we've talked about for the past several years now is trying to understand the world we live in and how it's different from when we were growing up and were in school. And so what I want you to think about in your mind right now is I want you to think about when you were growing up as a young child, and this is for parents, when you were a young child, what did a car look like? And how is that car, that image of that car from when you were growing up and you were riding in the back seat or maybe the front seat of the car, what does that look like? How has that changed? Or think about the first piece of technology you've had. What did that look like? For some of you, it might have been a typewriter to then personal computer. How did that change from when you were a child to the technology of today? Another thing I want you to think about is banking. So can you remember when you were a child and your parents were working on their banking? My guess is that they had to go into a bank. How did that change throughout the course of your youth and into adulthood? My guess is it went from the bank to a checkbook to an ATM card to now all of a sudden you don't even need to use an ATM machine because of our online capabilities. And now, of course, I want you to think about a classroom. What did a classroom look like when you were growing up? And the hard part about this question is, what does it look like today? Well, most of you don't know exactly because you're not in the classroom on a daily basis. You get to hear what it looks like from a child's perspective, but it's a little bit difficult to picture. So you have access to all of these shifts and changes within your experiences from a child to adulthood. But when you look at a school and what the classroom looks like from when you were growing up to today, it is incredibly different. And one of the things that have shifted that change, it's one thing in my opinion, it's the internet. And the internet, when it spread to give everybody access, what we used to refer to as the teacher, as the keeper of knowledge, now gives students, parents, and teachers unlimited access to information. Some of it's true and some of it's not true, but nevertheless, the internet does provide all of our students with access to unlimited amount of knowledge. And so what we want to talk about today is the importance of how to use that knowledge in terms of developing skills. When we look at different characteristics of generations, this is from Dr. Tim Elmore's work. He talks a lot about generational characteristics. The traditionalists, who were born from 1925 to 1945, their traits are more practical, patient, loyal, hardworking, rule followers. The baby boomers from 1946 to 1960, their characteristics are optimistic, teamwork, cooperation, ambitious, and workaholics. Generation X, those were born from 1961 to 1980, are skeptical, self-reliant, risk-taking, balances work and personal life. The millennials, born from 1981 to the mid-late 90s into the 2000s, those characteristics are hopeful, meaningful work, diversity and change valued, and tech savvy. And then all of a sudden, we get into what we're calling the generation, from what Dr. Elmore refers to as Generation IY scene. And these are referred to as Generation Z. And he refers to this generation's characteristics as needing speed, which means slow is bad, wanting convenience, which relates to hard is bad, entertainment, which means boring is bad, being nurtured, which means risk is bad, and entitlement, which means labor is bad. And so when we study these different characteristics of different generations, we know that the development of skills in students is incredibly important because, again, our students have unlimited access to knowledge. So what we want our focus to be, there's a book called Learning Personalized by Zamuda, Curtis, and Ullman, who discuss cross-disciplinary outcomes that are expected from a 21st century learner. And the skills that we really want our children to develop and that are important based on the characteristics of their generation are perseverance, tenacity, and grit. Being able to work through those difficult situations. Stick-to-itness, we refer to, is the ability to stick with something and not jump to another thing because one thing is too hard. Connected to that are both self-control and being goal-oriented. Having that consistency of effort, making sure that when you know that things get hard, you're going to consistently do your best to stick to it. And then one of the things that I think has really hit the business market today is self-awareness, being able to understand your strengths, your deficits or weaknesses, and then being able to apply those, but also being aware around others, how you're coming across to them, and what does it look like to another person. When we study attributes employers are seeking on a candidate's resume, this comes from a study in 2016, so it's a couple of years old. This is from the National Association of Colleges and Employers. The number one attribute that employers are seeking on a candidate's resume when seeking out employees is leadership. The second attribute is the ability to work on a team. The third attribute is communication skills, written communication skills. The fourth is problem-solving skills. The fifth is communication skills, verbal communication skills. And so when we look at those skills, those very much apply to our Forsyth County Learner Profile. Being able to interact effectively and communicate effectively, engaging and contributing within a team, being able to utilize creative and critical thinking for problem solving, and then of course pursuing continuous learning and those leadership qualities that are so incredibly important. So as we focus on growing our children, we want to continue to not only focus on the academics, but also focus on these really important and key skills for our children to be successful as they move forward with their education. I will leave you with a quote by Alvin Toffler, who says, "The illiterate of the 21st century will not be those who cannot read and write, but those who cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn." Thank you so much for joining us today. We will be back soon for our next podcast. Thank you.